When I was 16, my family was one of those that sold everything in Southern California and brought the whole operation to the Northwest with the hopes for a better life for pennies on the dollar. We would all quickly become real-deal country mice, much more suited to pine trees and riverbanks than palm trees and sports cars. We were never totally comfortable in our city mice skin anyway. We did a lot of camping as a family, and for our first Christmas in the Evergreen State, we tromped into nearby National Forest with a permit and chopped us down a tree. Now, the trees in that forest didn't really look like the Christmas trees bought from a grocery store parking lot. They were full of birds' nests and parasitic mosses, and my mom noticed that the branches weren't very symmetrical. There were places where the trunk showed through. Eventually, though, we found ourselves a fine enough specimen, fuller than the rest, with feathery needles and gently upturned branches, enough for all our handmade ornaments. We Pembertons are a punctual people. We're awkwardly early to everything, and we always get the best seats. Our Thanksgiving turkey was cooked and carved 2 days before the holiday this year. And that first hand-sawn Christmas tree was in place by the last week of November. Chop-it-yourself trees are a lot of work. They take a lot of grooming when you get them home. And that first Spokane Christmas tree shed needles like crazy. It quickly started to turn brown and stopped sucking up water. By the winter solstice, it was completely bare. Yellow needles slipped off like a dress around its ankles. Maybe you already know the punchline to this story. There's a whole genre of Californians moving to Washington jokes, and this one is definitely my family's contribution to the canon. Our tree was a tamarack, a western larch, a deciduous pine tree that went dormant just in time for our first Evergreen State Christmas. We laugh about that story every year. My mom has gone synthetic since the kids are all grown, and I don't get home for Christmas very often. I do make the drive to Spokane for Thanksgiving usually, and I love to see the tamaracks through western Montana and northern Idaho when they turn to pure gold in the impenetrable darkness of those forests. Living in the land of scrubby juniper and pinyon makes me marvel at the density of those northern forests. I also know a whole lot more about trees than I did at 16, when I didn't know larch from fir or even deciduous from evergreen. And I love the forest so much that I understand the desire to bring a tree into the house, to let it live and breathe with you in your home, but I also can't stomach the thought anymore of removing a tree from the forest, to dress it up for a few days and send it to the landfill. But let me just say, I'm not a judgy person, and I totally get why people want the symbol of vitality and spirit in their home during the darkest times of the year. The smell of a Christmas tree can revive me from even my scroogiest feelings of holiday dread. But a walk in the woods usually does it for me. I love the way snow sloughs off pine boughs with the slightest breeze, and how snow quiets the forest down but somehow also enlivens it. The crabapple tree outside my kitchen window is decorated outrageously with bird feeders. I love to watch the pine siskins, who humor me by eating the store-bought thistle on offer when they prefer to eat cone seeds. I read somewhere that further north, their most favorite seeds are that of the tamarack. Yet another reason to just leave those trees where they are. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. This is the closest I will get to wishing you a happy holiday here on Utah Public Radio.